number of people are expressing concerns about the lack of availability of Gardaí at times when they need them, and it is a big problem. And you know, the Garda services are becoming more remote, and when you have to contact Gardaí outside of Ireland, for example, in Ballyshannon is the area inside the county, and Milford then in the west of the county. When you consider then that the Garda recruitment is stepping up, but unfortunately most of the guards have been moved to the Dublin areas, and the rural areas aren't getting the recruitment that they require. Then the difficulties that has been experienced with the training centre itself in Templemore isn't capable of handling the numbers that are required. You know, because the population of Ireland has increased significantly, and indeed there's been a 5% increase in Donegal since 2016. So that needs a commensurate recruitment of numbers of Gardaí as well.
There have been changes announced to the way Garda management is structured, and there have been some fears expressed locally that this may see even more Garda stations closed. Now, Minister Helen McEntee has said there will be no more rural Garda station closures. Do you take her on her word on that?
We have to take her on her word on it, because we have to wait and see does that actually come to pass. And you know, and that's not an adequate response either, because we do need an improved service. Now, there has been some improvements in recent years as well, where some stations are opened. There is civilian staff in the station to keep those stations open, that they're available for services for the public, like passport renewals and stuff like that there. But in terms of a response when the people need a Garda response, that's the difficulty that people are expressing to me in the doors.